Lord, we want to tell you that it is our joy to gather unto yourself.
我们在你脚前实在是喜乐。
We thank you.
我们要感谢。
For present yourself in our midst.
我们要谢谢你, 你在我们中间。
We thank you. It is your delight to come and dwell among your people.
我们要感谢你, 因为你来到你的子民中。 这是你自己的喜乐。
We pray that all our hearts are prepared.
我们的祷告乃是说, 愿我们的心灵都准备好了。
To welcome you into our hearts.
来欢迎你进入我们的心中。
Not just to visit us.
不是仅仅来访问我们。
But take up your residence in our hearts.
乃是住在我们里头。
Lord, we desire you to take your residence in our hearts.
是的，神啊, 我们愿意你。
We also desire to abide in you.
让我们也住在你的里面,
because you desire to be one with us.
因为你盼望与我们联合为一,
and we pray that you will give us a desire to be one with you.
所以我们的祷告乃是说, 主啊, 我们愿意与你合一。
Lord, we just commit our time to you.
我们把这段时间恭敬地放在你面前。
We confess our total utter helplessness.
我们承认我们是无助的。
But we thank you, you are our help.
但是我们感谢你，你是我们的帮助。
Our provision for everything we need are found in Christ Jesus.
我们所有的需要都在耶稣基督里面为我们预备齐全。
We thank you, Father, for giving your Son to us.
我们谢谢主，谢谢天父把你的儿子赏给我们。
We give you praise. We give you worship.
我们赞美你，敬拜你。
We ask it in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus.
我们如此祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。
Amen. Should we turn to a few portions of God's words this afternoon?
让我们一起打开圣经。
Let's first turn to John 13.
看约翰福音13章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34.
34节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令, 乃是叫你们彼此相爱, 我怎样爱你们, 你们也要怎样相爱。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心, 众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And let's turn to John 1st Epistle.
约翰一书。
Chapter 2.
第二章,
Epistle of John, chapter 2.
约翰一书二章,
verse 10.
第十节,
the one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him.
爱弟兄的就住在光明中, 在他并没有跌倒的理由,
The one who loves his brother, singular, abides in the light.
爱弟兄的,这里是单数, 就是住在光明中。
And let's turn to chapter 3 of the same book.
然后我们看第三章。
Verse 14.
14节。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。Now
in chapter 2, verse 10, we read there, he who loves his brother.
刚刚我们念的二章十节，爱弟兄的就是住在光明中。And
now we read, we love the brethren.
现在14节我们念的是我们因为爱弟兄。
Okay, and let's go to chapter 5 of the same book.
然后我们看第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节。
Whosoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him.
凡信耶稣是基督的, 都是从神而生, 凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。
And let's turn to the same chapter and let's read verse 18.
然后十八节
verse 18. We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
Now I trust some of your English version, the he that's mentioned there is in capital letter.
在英文的圣经里头，这个从神生的必保守自己，这里这个自己应该是一个大写的英文字，他。
I believe that is in most versions.
我想大部分的翻译的英文译本应该是这样的一个字。
Now, brothers and sisters, the theme for this conference is brotherly love.
这次大会的主题是弟兄相爱。
And through the ministry of the last 2 days,
过去两天我们整个的讲信息。
We discover together that this love that we talk about this few days is not something earthly.
我们能够知道这个我们所讲的爱不是这个属地的爱。
We just simply don't have it.
这个爱是我们里头没有的。
Because we are reminded again and again that this love is only in God.
我们一不断地提醒这个爱只有在神的里面有。
This true, this absolute, this pure and righteous love can only be found in God himself.
这个公义的爱只有在神的里面才找得到。
There's nowhere else we can find this love.
没有任何其他的地方我们能够找到这个爱。
But that has to be a settled fact in our hearts.
这个应该在我们心里面非常的清楚了。
Because if we don't, we try to manufacture that love.
因为你不明白这件事实的话，你就会想要自己制造那个爱。
Then it will make our brothers and sisters very disappointed with us.
那么你这样做的话，你就会使周围的弟兄姊妹非常的失望。
And we will be disappointed ourselves as well.
我们自己也对自己会相当的失望。
So brothers and sisters, the love that we talk about this week is something we just don't have.
这个礼拜我们所讲的爱是我们里面是没有的。
Now to recognize that we don't have, it is indeed the love of God.
如果我们认识这个点，这实在是神的爱。
So since we don't have it, we have to ask him to give it to us.
因为我们了解我们没有，那么我们自然就会去向神求。
And thank God it's his delight to get that love and to share that love with us.
我们要感谢神，神乐意把这一个他的爱来赏给我们。
Now, brothers and sisters, yesterday we share about the prodigal son we found in Luke chapter 15.
昨天我们在路加福音十五章谈到那个浪子的比喻。
The son left the father's love.
那个儿子离开了父亲的爱。
But the father's love never left the son.
但是父对他的爱却从来没有离开他。
When that son exists without that love,
当那个儿子离开父亲，离开了他的爱，
his condition was so horrible beyond description.
他的光景就变成非常的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, that is our condition.
弟兄姊妹，那一个光景就是我们本来的光景。
That is the picture that God tried to show us. Once we depart from God's love, we are in stricken poverty.
那个图画是神要给我们了解我们所在的光景。我们是何等的贫穷。
Friends, you may have a good house.
你可能是有一个富有的房子。
You may have a two-car garage house.
你可能是有一个两个车子的车房。
You may even have a large bank account.
你可能银行里面有很好的存款。
You may be very successful in what you do.
你可能在你的工作上非常成功。
But spiritually speaking, once you depart from God, you are a prodigal son.
但是你如果从神的爱离开的话，你根本就已经成为一个浪子了。
And the reason why we feel we are doing well because we believe the lies of the enemy.
你觉得你很成功的原因乃是你相信了魔鬼给你的谎言。
Because we cannot see our true condition ourselves.
因为我们自己不了解自己真正的光景。
You remember when Adam and Eve, when they sinned against God?
记得亚当跟夏娃犯罪,
before they sinned.
在他们还没有犯罪之前,
they seem to have a very unique, wonderful relationship with their Creator.
他们与这个创造的神有非常特殊的紧密的关系。
Now, how long that beautiful existence, that perfect utopia, how long a time that exists that we do not know?
我们不知道那个美好的时光有多长。
But from what we read in the scripture,
但是从圣经我们来读的时候,
it must be very beautiful.
我们了解一定是一个美好的时候。
Because Eden is a place of delight.
因为伊甸园所代表的是一个快乐的地方。
Not just man's delight, but God's delight.
那个不单单是人的快乐，更是神的快乐。
Now something that is delightful to the heart of God must be something absolutely beautiful.
如果是神的快乐的时候，一定是一个非常美好的时间。
Because He's so perfect.
因为神是完美的。
So He cannot accept anything less than perfect.
神无法接受一样不完美的事物。
So that condition must be most beautiful.
那个光景一定是非常美丽的。
And then sin entered in.
但是罪进入了这个情况。
Everything that existed in that beautiful garden now is disrupted, interrupted.
因着罪进入了这个伊甸园，使整个的美好的光景破坏了。
Brothers and sisters, once we depart from God, we're in big trouble.
我们从神离开的那一天开始，我们就进入了一个很大的麻烦。
First within ourselves,
这个麻烦开始是在我们里面。 And
then in our relationship with others,
然后我们与其他人的关系。 The
condition we see today in the world is a condition of man without God.
今天我们所看见的世界乃是一个世界没有神的世界。 You
just look at the newspaper.
你看报纸。 There's
no good news anymore.
今天看不到什么好消息。
You know, I know some friends in our area, they just refuse to purchase newspaper anymore.
我住的附近有的人就根本拒绝去买报纸了。
Because every time they read something, it frustrates, it saddens their heart.
因为每次看报都使他心里面非常的悲伤。
So they refuse to get newspaper, they refuse to have a television set in their home.
他们不但没有报纸，连电视都不愿意看。
Because if you have a television set, you bring violence and warfare right into your living room.
因为你有了电视，你就把这些暴力的战争的事情带到了你的家庭。
So, brothers and sisters, that's what we are without God.
这就是我们没有神的结果。
And the so-called peace that we try to achieve in this world is nothing but, how should we put it?
今天我们在那里讲和平，这种和平我们应该怎么来形容它呢？
It is simply a temporal lie to each other, lying to each other.
这不过是你骗我，我骗你而已。As
long as you don't touch me, I don't touch me, we call that peace.
只要我不碰你，你不欺负我，这就是和平了。
That's not peace.
这不是真的和平。And
we find the relationship between Adam and Eve, once they left the Garden of Eden, they blame each other.
你去观察亚当与夏娃，当他们离开神的面之后，他的结果是互相指责。
You know, when the Lord inquires in our How come you ate the fruit? I told you not to eat it, and you ate it. Now, who told you to eat it?
那么神就责问这个两个人说：“你为什么吃我禁止你吃的呢？”
And Adam blamed his wife.
那亚当就说：“是那个女人叫我吃的。” And
then the wife blamed the serpent.
那个夏娃就说：“是那个蛇叫我吃的。”
Now, husbands, have you ever blamed your wife for something?
丈夫啊，你有没有责怪过你的妻子呢？
Have you? I think we all have.
我想我们都做过这个事。
That is a consequence of sin.
这是罪的结果。
Blaming each other.
我们互相指责。
Anything goes wrong, it's the fault of the other person.
任何时候有任何的不好的事情，我们就说那是他造成。
And then how about their offspring?
他们的子孙是怎么样呢？
One of them was a first murderer.
他们有一个儿子是全人类的第一个谋杀者。
A brother murder a blood brother.
亲兄弟把另外一个杀了。
Brothers and sisters, that is the true condition of mankind without God.
这个图画乃是把一个人没有神的人的真实光景形容出来。
And we are so civilized, we developed such a high society so we can murder without using weapons.
今天我们的文明已经发展到高度，到一个程度，我们可以杀人不见血。
That's right. All you need to do is just say a few very, very piercing words.
我们只要讲几句一针见血的话。
That person, oftentimes, there's a possibility of ending that life.
那个人就可能去自杀了。
Brothers and sisters, see how what kind of a condition we are in.
我们是在何等可怕的光景之中。
Now, this happened, I just want to remind you something very positive.
今天下午我要提一些比较积极的事情。
Now, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3,
在约翰福音
John Epistle, chapter 3, sorry.
在约翰一书第三章里面。
If you read that chapter, you discover there are many terms that are totally incompatible or irreconcilable or contradictory with each other.
在第三章里面，你仔细去读的时候，有一些词汇是彼此之间好像是矛盾的。
It's impossible for them to be reconciled.
这两者之间无法能够取得和谐。
They are absolutely opposite of each other.
因为这两个是完全相反的。
They cannot coexist.
它不能够同时存在。
For example, life and death.
好，比如说生命与死亡。
It cannot coexist.
它不能同时存在。
If there's life, there's no death.
如果这里有生命，应该没有死亡。
If there's death, there's no life.
如果这里有死亡，就没有生命。
Light and darkness.
光明与黑暗。
Are two contrary, two opposing things.
这两个是相反的。
They cannot coexist together.
它无法同时存在。
And then lies and truth.
然后你看到真理与谎言。
And John mentioned all these contrary things in his book.
约翰在他的这一个书信的里面，他就提出这个相对的词汇。
So, the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John,
主耶稣在约翰福音里面
，in chapter 8,
第八章
，he called Satan, the devil, the murderer. You remember?
他指着撒旦说他是那一个谋杀的人。
And he called him the murderer from the very beginning.
他是从起初就是谋杀的。
And he speaks lie, for he is a liar. He is the father of lies.
他从起初就是撒谎的。
And then the Lord said, in him there's no truth.
主耶稣说在他的里面，在这个撒旦的里面没有真理。
He is a murderer.
他是谋杀的。
He is a liar.
他是一个撒谎的。
In him there's no truth.
在他的里面没有真理。
And the Lord Jesus, he declared himself, he said, I am the life.
主耶稣自己宣告的时候，他说我就是生命。
I am the light.
我是 真光。
I am the truth.
我是真理。
Now, Apostle John in his first epistle, he also called the devil the murderer.
在约翰的书信里面，他也是指责那个撒旦是谋杀人。
He also called him he's a liar.
也说到他是那谎言者。
He is full of darkness.
他是充满了黑暗。
There's no truth about him.
在他里面没有真理。
But John went further.
约翰还进一步。
And he gave us good news.
他给我们有一个好的消息。
So should we turn to John Epistle chapter 3, just read that verse.
让我们来看第三约翰一书三章的这一节。
And that verse is the song that we sang the other afternoon. For this purpose, the Son of God appeared.
这节圣经就是我们唱的那首诗歌，神的儿子显现，为着这个目的。
Okay, we'll read the second half of verse 8.
第八节的下半节。
Okay.The Son of God appeared for the purpose that he might destroy the works of the evil of the devil.
神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Now, when John, the theme is about love, now he's reminding us all the hate, all the lie, all the murdering, all that. The Lord Jesus came and he came to undo all that for us.
约翰一书的主题乃是讲到爱，他在这里让我们看见所有那些谎言的、黑暗的、谋杀的这些恨的，都是从那一位魔鬼来的。
On the cross Calvary, he reversed, he undo or had already undone all that had taken place in the third chapter of Genesis, sin of man.
主耶稣在十字架上，他已经把所有魔鬼在创世纪第三章所带给人类整个的破坏的工作完全把它解除了。
Now, that is one of the spiritual facts that we have to settle in our heart.
这是一个属灵的事实，我们必须在我们的心里完完全全的明白。
That is a ground foundation of our Christian faith.
因为这是我们基督徒信心的根基。
That is a center of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这是整个耶稣基督福音的中心。
Because Satan is already a defeated foe.
这位撒旦是一个已经被打败的仇敌。
It's something already done.
这件事情已经做成了。
Rambos, that is very important fact we have to settle in our spirit.
这个是一个重要的事情，我们里头要清楚的。
And so when John talked about brotherly love, he said we better settle this fact.
所以当他来讲到这个弟兄相爱的事情，他先要把这个事实奠定。
Satan is anti-life, but Christ comes to give life.
这个撒旦来要破坏生命，而主耶稣来要给我们生命。
Satan is full of darkness, but the Lord came to give true light.
撒旦来是充满着黑暗，但是主耶稣来带给我们光明。
Satan is full of falsehood and lies. The Lord said, "I am the truth."
撒旦是充满着谎言，而主耶稣来，他要告诉我们真理。
Satan is full of hate, but the Lord said, "I come," and the God, He said, "I'm love."
撒旦来了，充满着仇恨，但是我们的主告诉我们，他就是爱。
He came to show us the love of the Father.
他来把父的爱显明给我们看。
He demonstrated his love.
他证明了他的爱。
On the cross Calvary.
在十字架上。
Now, boys, that must be settled.
这个我们要奠定它。
Otherwise, we will be continually, living in a very shaky foundation.
否则的话，我们整个的根基是非常的浮动不稳定。
If Satan is not already defeated, for brothers and sisters, we are in big trouble.
如果撒旦并没有被打败的话，我们就在一个很严重的问题里头。
Friends, thank God that battle was won for us.
弟兄们，这个征战神已经得胜了。
And so our ground is not to fight, our ground is simply to take that stand. The Lord Jesus has already won for us.
所以今天对我们来讲，不是去打这场仗，今天对我们的挑战乃是我们站在那已经得胜的立场上。
Therefore, we can go on.
这样我们能够往前走。
We can follow the Lord.
我们能跟随主。
We can grow.
我们能够长进。
We can learn to love Him.
我们可以学习来爱他。
We can learn to love one another.
我们也因此彼此相爱。
Because we have His life in us.
因为这里有这个生命在我们里面。
Because we are walking in the light and fellowship with Him in the light.
因为我们能够在光中与他相交。
And His truth is guiding us every step of the way.
他的真理就每一步带我们前进。
So this foundational fact we have to settle.
这是在我们最根本的基础上。
Now there's also another thing we need to settle.
还有一件事，
because if when it comes to love, we heard this, we can never. It's impossible for us to love one another.
讲到彼此相爱，对我们来讲是不可能的事。
You know, John in his gospel, he say a man can receive nothing unless it's given from above.
福音书里面这样说，没有一个人能够有任何的事情，除非是从上面给你的。
We can receive nothing unless it's given from above.
我们不能够得到任何的事情，除非是从上面赏给我们。
In other words, nothing is real down here unless it's given from above.
这个意思就是说，在地上所有的一切事情都不够真实，只有从上头来的才是真的。
That's what really means, brothers. Nothing is real unless it's given from above.
弟兄姊妹，这一件事情是真理，在地上没有一件事情是真实的，只有从天来的才是真的。
And that's why Paul say.We have to mind the things above. We shall not mind the things below.
所以，比如保罗这样劝我们，不要思念地上的事，乃要思念天上的事。
So, brothers and sisters, let's turn to the same chapter 3 of the first epistle. Let's read another verse.
我们再回到一书的三章，我们再看一节。
What is not possible with us is possible in Christ Jesus.
在人不能，但是在耶稣基督里面。
That's why John kept reminding us this abiding is absolutely necessary.
所以约翰一直提醒我们要住在主里。
Once we are out of Christ, we are utterly hopeless.
因为什么时候我们离开了基督，我们就完全没有希望。
Once we're in Christ, all the provision for living a life that's pleasing to God the Father are all provided there.
但是我们如果在基督里的话，所有一切所需要的都准备好了。
And that's why John kept reminding us abide.Abide, abide.
所以约翰继续不断地鼓励我们住在主里，住在主里。
Now let's look at verse 5 of that same chapter.
我们看第三章五节。
Verse 5 of that same chapter.
第五节。
Now here's another word of the appeared. And you know that he, the Lord Jesus, appeared in order to take away sins, now listen to this next phrase, and in him there is no sin.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪。注意下面说, 在他并没有罪。
Now in verse 8, John reminded us, the law appeared for the purpose of destroying the works of the evil one.
在第八节, 约翰说, 神的儿子显现出来, 为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And then here he said, the Son, do you know that he appeared in order to take away his sins? And then he added this small phrase, and in him, there's no sin.
在第五节也是说到, 主的显现, 他的显现要除掉人的罪, 下面一个括弧, 他特别说明, 他没有罪。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know the way that many of Christians define sin is that we're missing or we miss the mark.
我们知道罪这个字的定义乃是说, 你射箭不中敌。
Sin is missing God's mark for man.
罪乃是人没有达到神的目的。
So we are reminded this morning when we refuse God's love, that is the greatest sin.
所以今天早上我们的弟兄说, 人最大的罪乃是我们抗拒神的爱。
Because God's one calling is for us to come back to His love.
神对人的呼召乃是说回到我的爱中。
The gospel, our salvation, is simply the way back to God's heart.
福音乃是说我们怎么样能够回到神的爱的道路。
So let me just remind you, brothers, when did God first love you?
让我提醒弟兄姊妹, 神爱你的时候是什么时候?
When did God first love you?
神什么时候开始爱你呢?
The day you receive Him as your personal Savior?
是不是你, 第一次接受主成为你个人的救主那一天?
Our brother shook his head.
我们的弟兄摇摇头。
I know he's a saved brother.
我想他已经得救了。
He knows.
他知道。
He loved us when He went to the cross.
是不是他上十字架的时候, 他才爱我们?
What do you think, young brother? Oh, you shook your hand.
我又看到有人摇头了。
He loved us by coming, the Word became flesh in His incarnation.
是不是当他, 这个道, 成肉身降世的时候, 他来才爱我们呢?
No, you're still shaking your head. So you still know.
也不是。
My brother and sister, we know, and I hope you all know, He loved us before the foundation of the world.
我们应该清楚地知道, 他在创世之前已经爱上了我们。
Brothers, that is the heart of the gospel, to bring us back to God's original heart for man.
这是神要让我们看见, 要我们回到原初去就看见神的心是什么。
Gospel did not begin when we became sinners.
福音的开始不是在我们
God's love for man began in God's heart in eternity past.
神的福音在永远的过去, 在很早很早的开始, 神已经这样定规了。
Brothers and sisters, how Christendom misunderstand God's love.
今天所谓的基督教, 是这么的误解神的爱。
Now, thank God for that. Even in that eternity past, we are loved already.
我们实在要感谢神, 在这样遥远的以前, 神已经爱上了我们。
Now, where did He love you? Where does He love you and me? Where?
他在哪里爱我们呢?
And Paul told us, in His beloved, in Christ Jesus.
保罗告诉我们, 乃是在他儿子, 爱子的里头。
But we are already loved by God before the foundation world in Christ Jesus.
我们乃是在创始之前, 父神在他爱子的里面爱了我们。
Now how does He show His love to us?
他如何表现这个爱呢?
And John told us, this is the love of God manifested, that He sent His Son into this world to be a propitiation for our sin.
他借着把他的儿子打发到这个世界上来成为我们的挽回祭。神的爱在此向我们表明了。
On the cross, that love was demonstrated.
在十字架上这个爱显明出来。
On the cross, He opened a way for us to come back to His love.
在这个十字架上, 他把我们能够回到他爱的道路告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, the heart of the gospel is to bring man back to God's heart that has already existed in eternity past.
福音的中心乃是告诉我们那一个在永世之前神已经定规的这个爱显明给我们。
Brothers and sisters, God does not work piecemeal.
我们的神不是只是做一点小的修理的工作。
You know, I mean, we do something unfinished, then we do something else, and then we change mind, we try to get things.
我们人做事常常是东做一点想想变变主意，又西做一点搞来又搞去。
But what God does is everything according to that part that he has set to do in eternity past.
但是神做事不是这样，他乃是按照他原初已经定规的旨意他去做。
Everything that he does and all the activity he's doing today is all according to that which he had in eternity past, that in his heart, reside in his heart.
他在做的一切的工作都是根据于在永世之前他已经定规的旨意去实行。
But unfortunately, man sin. We miss the mark of God for man.
对人来讲，很不幸的是我们人没有达到神创造的人的目的。
Our first parents failed.
我们第一对的父母他们失败了。
The Lord's earthly people, Israelites, they failed.
那个神地上的那一群百姓以色列人也失败了。
So throughout the Old Testament, we have a history of man missing the mark of God.
整个的旧约给我们看见人不断的在那里没有达到神的目的。
Everyone missed the mark.
每一个人都没有达到神的目的。
Even the best types we find in the Old Testament.
甚至在旧约中那个最好的预表也失败。
Give David as example.
像大卫。
He was a perfect type of Lord Jesus.
他是一个耶稣基督的预表。
Yet he sinned, he missed the mark.
他自己也犯了严重的罪，而没有达到神的目标。
Now in this verse 5, John is reminding us that he appeared to take away from us all that is in us that has the potential or capability of missing the mark of he taken away from us.
所以在这第三章五节的里面，特别约翰要提醒我们，耶稣基督来，他显现是要把在人里头的这一个罪的问题整个把它斩除。
Let me put this. He came to take away the life that's us that's always missing the mark. Take that life away.
他要把那
个 life that's missing the mark, take it away.
他要把那一个没有不能达到神目的的那个败坏的生命除掉。
That's right. If we live in our natural life, we'll never arrive at God's mark for any one of us.
如果我们所有的人仍然住在那个老旧的生命里面的话，我们永远达不到神的目的。
Therefore, that old life needs to be crucified.
那一个老旧的生命只有读钉十字架。
Therefore, he came to give up his very life.
他来要把他自己的生命给我们。
The life of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督的生命。
A new life.
一个新的生命。
A resurrection life.
一个复活的生命。
God's life.
神的生命。
And in that life can never miss God's mark.
那一个生命是不会达不到神的目的的。
Now, brothers and sisters, that life is in us.
那一个生命已经在我们里面了。
Because that life is in us, John can say, I can give you a new commandment, an old commandment which you heard before. You must love one another. You must obey, because that potential, that life has the capacity to arrive at the mark is already given to us.
因为我们有了这个新的生命在我们里面，所以约翰才能对在书信里面告诉我们说，我们要彼此相爱，这是神的命令，这是神的一个新的命令，也是那以前的旧的命令。
Because God never asked us to do things we can never do ourselves.
神从来没有要我们做一件事情我们做不到的。
What he asked to do, he always first give us the provision.
神在要求我们做某一件事情之前，他先把那一个做那个事情的恩典赐给我们。
So we have to discover where is the provision.
所以我们常常先去发现那一个恩典在哪里。
Once that provision is already resident in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
那一个恩典，神已经借着圣灵放在我们的心里。
That life is that new life that we receive when we were born from above.
那一个从上面生的那个新的生命。
And that's why John said he take away that old life that's always missing the mark, but he said in him Christ, he never missed the mark.
他把那个老旧的生命，那个达不到神目的的生命已经除去了。然后神把那个新的生命赐给我们。
And then John said, abide in that life, abide in him.
约翰就提醒我们,住在这一个新的生命里面,
because apart from him, we will miss the mark, but in him, he in us, he will not miss that mark.
我们如果离开了他,我们就达不到目的,但是我们如果在基督里,
now, John wrote, he said, I wrote you a new commandment. It's not really new.
约翰说, 我写给你们这个新的命令, 其实也不是新的,
you heard it before.
因为你们以前听过了,
you heard the word.
你听过这个字,
you heard it from the very beginning.
啊, 你从老早就听到,
now we heard this week, it was God's original heart that we, his people, should love him and love another.
在这个礼拜里头, 我们听到, 弟兄告诉我们说, 神要我们能够, 爱神并且彼此相爱。
What he is after in us is not us doing things for him.
神并没有要求我们做什么事为着他来做。
What he is after is our heart.
神在寻找的乃是我们的心。
Heart respond to heart.
乃是心与心相应。
Now, John say, it's old and yet it's new.
约翰在这里说, 这是一个新, 这是一个旧的命令,也是一个新的命令。
You know, when I was young in the law, I always get this mixed. How can something old and something new exist together?
所以我年轻的时候读的这句话, 我就搞不懂了, 怎么新跟旧会同时存在的?
You know, when you buy a new pair of shoes, you throw your old pairs away.
当你买一个新鞋的时候, 你把老鞋子丢掉了。
And John say, it's old and yet it's new.
但在这里约翰却说, 这是一个旧的命令, 但是也是个新的命令。
You know, something you never thought of. You never thought, and you heard it for the first time. That's new to you.
你从来没有想过,你从来没有听过,你听的第一次,这对你来讲是个新的。
Something you never thought of.
你从来没有想过。
I'll give you a good example.
给你一个例子。
You know, many of us, we came from the other side of the Pacific.
我们在座很多的人都是从太平洋的那一岸来的。
Okay, but Columbus happened to be the first one to discover this place.
我们知道哥伦布是第一个发现北美。
You know, in 1940 and in 1492.
在1492年。
Okay, and he came and he said, I found the new world.
他说我发现了新大陆。
Okay, now brothers and sisters, was this world a new world or an old world, when Columbus first came here?
那我要问大家,当哥伦布第一次来到这里发现的时候,这个大陆到底是新的还是旧的?
Old. New to Columbus, but very old to the Indians that were residing in this land.
对哥伦布来讲是一个新的地方,但是对本地的, 印第安人来说, 这根本老早老地方。
So when I went to college, I joined the called International Foreign Student Club.
在我大学的时候,我去参加这个国际俱乐部。
Okay, and then it happened, there's a native Indian attending that college.
在那个学校里面有一个, Indian人。
Okay. Actually, the Indian, native Indian, they look very much like us Orientals.
Indian人跟我们这个亚洲来的是有些相像之处。
And so the foreign student advisor advised this Indian student. He said, I think it would be good if you join the foreign students club.
所以这个学校的这个国际俱乐部的人就去对这个印第安人说,诶,你来参加这个国际俱乐部不错。
Because we have a nice group of foreign students and you an Indian, you don't look like the other American. He says, why don't you join the foreign students club?
他说你看起来不像白人,所以你跟这个亚洲来的这群人在一起,你应该很高兴。
He was very friendly and he needs friends.
他是一个很友善的人。
And so he joined the foreign student club.
那么他就参加了这个俱乐部。
And so we had our first meeting.
我们有一个第一次相聚。
And we introduced ourselves, what's your name and where we came from.
我们就彼此介绍我们的名字哪里来的。
And when it comes to his turn,
该他介绍了。
He said, I'm an Indian.
他说我是一个印第安人。
He said, my forefathers were at the short welcome Columbus, and now they ask me here to join foreign student club.
我的先祖老早在这里定居了,但是现在这些人叫我来参加你们这个外国, 国际俱乐部。
So new is something we never thought of.
新只是你从来没有想过这件事而已。
You know, loving one another sacrificially is something we never thought of.
这个要爱彼此相爱来牺牲的爱,这是我们从来想都没想过。
Love your enemy is something we never thought of.
要爱你的仇敌,我们从来没想过这个问题。
If you're reasonable, you say love your enemy, you say you're crazy.
如果你是一个讲理的人，你说爱你的仇敌，那你人家会认为你是发疯了。
Hate your enemies, love your friends.
应该是恨你的仇敌，爱你的朋友。
That's normal.
这个正常。
So this thought of loving one another is very foreign to us.
这个彼此相爱对我们来讲是一个
foreign to us, strange to us.
奇怪的道理。
We love ourselves.
因为我们是爱自己的。
Even the so-called that we love one another is always very calculative.
即使讲彼此相爱，也是精打细算的结果。
That's right. We Chinese are good in bargaining.
中国人很会这个讨价还价。
That's right. Love is an investment.
爱是一个投资。
We never thought of it.
我们从来不没有想过。
We never heard of it.
我也没有听过。
We never seen it.
我们也没看过。
It's all new to us.
这都是新的。
And we never done it.
我们也从来没有这样做过。
It's all new to us.
这都是新的。
But thank God we are in Christ.
感谢神，现在我们是在基督里。
Old things pass away. Behold, all things are now new.
旧事已过。一切都变成新的了。
Brothers and sisters, if we are new creatures in Christ, everything in that new creation, everything in Christ must be new and fresh.
如果我们是在基督里，这个是神的新造，所以一切在基督里的都是新的。
So in Christ, there's nothing old.
在基督里，每一件事情是活泼的，每一件事情是新鲜的。
You know, at the end of the book of Revelation, the Lord say, God say.Behold, I make all things new.
在启示录结束的地方，耶稣基督说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。
”And thus, once we have that new birth, the Lord by the Holy Spirit is now beginning to do new things with us each day.
从我们重生的那天开始，圣灵就在我们里面每天做新事。
And that's why it makes Christian living most exciting.
这样就使我们基督徒的生活。非常的有意思。
You're discovering something new of the Lord Jesus each day.
每天我们都可以再发现新的主耶稣。
Every time you come to a conference, you see a bigger Christ.
每一次你来到一个特会里头，你看到一个更大的主。
You know, in your local fellowship, you say, "Oh, just poor us few here."
每一次在我们自己本地的聚会，你说，哎呀，就是我们小猫几只。
Oh, we are just struggling, try to survive.
我们。在那里挣扎，要是求生存。
And then when you come to such a conference, oh, we come alive.
但是到了大的这个聚会的时候，我们看，哎呀，这是个何等充满活力。
We touch something fresh, something real of His life in His people.
在神的百姓中间，我们摸到一些新的生命。
So, brothers and sisters, new creation in Christ means everything in Him must be new, nothing old.
在基督里面，每一件事情。都是新的，没有任何成就的感觉。
So when you come to this conference, you discover new saints you must love.
每一次来到这样的聚会，你就发现一些新的圣徒，你要爱他。
Keep discovering. The more fellowship you have with the God's people, the more you discover ones you need to love, and the more you discover there's enough love in you to love all God's people.
你每一次交通越多的交通，你就越觉得你需要爱这些弟兄姊妹。你这神也给我们里面有这样的度量来爱。
So through our new birth from above, we are giving a life from above.
我们有这个从上面的生，这个重生，我们就有上面的力量来在我们里面。
And we are giving new power to live that life. That life itself is the power.
这个生命里面具有那个能力。
Now, let's move on to something that's a little bit more practical, we can share our hearts together.
下一点呢，要说一点更实际的一些我们可以经验。
When we read First John, we seem to get the impression that loving one another is our duty.
当我们去读约翰一书的时候，我们有一个印象，好像说彼此相爱是一个责任。
It is our obligation.
这是我们应该做的。
And he puts it, John puts it is a commandment.
约翰是说这是一个命令。
And you have no choice.
你没有选择。
You know, we heard.That you can choose friends, but you have no way to choose your brother.
我们听过这样的说法：朋友你是可以选择的，但是你的兄弟姊妹你没有选择。
You can choose your friends, but you have no right to choose who to be your brother.
你可以选择你喜欢的朋友， 但是你没有办法选择你的亲兄弟。
And so the few verses we read, John seemed to give us impression that we need to love our brother next to us.
当我们读这本书的时候，我们仿佛看见你要爱你这个弟兄。
We need to love our brethren.
你要爱你的所有的弟兄们。
We need to love all those who were born of God.
我们要爱那个从神生的人。
Because that is how great a love God has for His people.
这个是神向他的百姓所显明的那个极大的爱。
He loves all His children.
他爱他所有的儿女。
Because He loves so great.
因为他的爱是大的。
And our love is so small, so we become very selective as to who we love and who we fellowship with.
然而对我们却把这个爱缩小到我们选。我们喜欢的。
Because our love is so small, we cannot overcome some of these natural obstacles.
我们的爱是这样的小，我们就没有办法征服、克服这些天然的限制。
But thank God, His love is supernatural.
感谢神，但是这里有一个超自然的爱。
His love, He found us as enemy.
他爱我们的时候，我们还与他做仇敌。
He loved, He found us as enemy. In His love, He found us as enemies.
他在我们还做罪人、做仇敌的时候，他就早就爱我们了。
And yet, by His love, He removed that enmity. He loved us and He reconciled us to Himself.
他就把那个因为爱我们，就把那个与他仇恨的那个因素除掉。
Francis, love your enemies only Christ can do.
爱我们的仇敌只有神可以做得到。
And we were His enemies, He loved us.
我们本来是神的仇敌，但是他爱我们。
He removed that enmity. He won us by His love.
他把原来彼此为仇的那个因素去掉了，然后他用他的爱来征服了我们。
Now, brothers and sisters, what is the sphere that we should love our brethren? What is the sphere?
我们要爱我们的弟兄。有什么可怕的地方
sphere,
什么是它的这个
area, sphere,
范围
That's what is our sphere
什么是我们的范围呢
God's love includes all His redeemed
神的爱是包括他所有救赎的儿女
But brothers and sisters What is the sphere of your love and my love for God's children
但是现在你与我所爱的这个范围有多大
John say, as long as that person is a child of God, we must love him.
然而在这里告诉我们，只要他是神的儿女，我们就必须爱他。
So he can say, if you cannot love the brother you see, how can you love the God that you don't see?
他继续地说，如果你没有办法爱那看得见的弟兄，你怎么能够爱那个看不见的神？
So,John is here to expand God's love in us.
所以你看得见，约翰在这里要把那个神放在我们里面的那个爱度量扩充。
Because he knows that we don't have it.
因为我们本来没有这个。
He has to come and expand that love and fill that love in our heart.
他必须要把我们的这个里头的度量扩大，让这个大的爱充满我们。
So one Paul say, I love your son because he is your son.
有位弟兄说：“我爱这你的儿子，因为他是你的儿子，所以我爱。”
But I also can love your son for his own sake.
但是我也可以，就是爱你的儿子。
I can
就是这样。
I can love the son and exclude the father.
我可以爱这个儿子而不计较是谁的儿子。
Now we do that on a human level.
我们用看这是人的水平。
You know, sometimes if a father is not a good father, we say forget about him. We take care of the son.
有的时候有一些父亲实在不像样，我们就说不要管这个父亲，我们就只管这个儿子就行了。
But my brothers and sisters, who is our heavenly father?
但是谁是我们的父亲呢
？Can he love a wrong person?
他会爱一个错的人吗
？Sometimes we thought so.
有的时候我们认为是啊，他是爱错了。
Can he love a wrong person?
他真的会爱错人吗
If the Lord can love that person, we need to learn to love that person.
如果神能够爱那个人的话，我们应该学习
Not because whether he is good or bad, but because simply he is a child of God.
不是因为他是好人或坏人，只因为他是神的儿女，所以我们爱他。And
brothers and sisters, we have long ways to go.
哎呀，我们实在有很长的路要学。The
Lord forgive us.
求神赦免我们。
Sometimes our love is so selective.
我们的爱常常是太选择性。
You like me, I like you. We have the same interests, same background, same upbringing. When we get along.
你爱我，我爱你。你跟我有相同的背景，我能够爱你。
Now, if somebody different from us, he said, "Well, I'm not so sure we can get along."
如果他跟我不一样，我就心里面嘀咕，大概我们没办法相处。And
so all the Chinese-speaking brothers, they break bread because they speak Chinese.
所有说中文的弟兄姊妹，他们在一起能够拨饼，因为他们可以说中文。And
you younger brothers, you're English-speaking, so you have a separate table. You break bread alone.
青年弟兄姊妹会讲英文，他们自己另外一个桌子自己拨饼。Brothers
and sisters, we have one Lord to remember. We had to overcome our language barrier. The Lord does not listen to Chinese alone, He listens to all languages. But He sees the heart. So, there are so many things we need to adjust. We need to ask the Lord to expand our love. And even locally, to embrace all those who are the Lord's.
在每一个地方，我们能够拥抱、接受、接纳所有的神的儿女。And
quickly, let's look at that verse in chapter 5, verse 18.
第五章第十八节。
And here's something very positive.
非常正面。We
know that no one who is born of God sins. No one who has a life of God can miss the mark.
第十八节。 我们知道凡从神生的必不能犯罪，也就是说，凡从神生的不会再达不到神的目的。And
then it says, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him.
从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。Now
this he who was born of God keeps him, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里能够保守他的就是耶稣基督。
Because he said those fathers, in John 10, he said those the father has given him, no one can snatch them out of his hand.
在约翰福音里面，主曾经这样说：凡父所赐给我的，没有任何人可以把我从我的手中把它夺去。
I give them eternal life, they shall not perish.
我赐给他们永生，他永远不灭亡。
Think of the assurance we have.
看看这里有多大的保证。
He gave us his very life and he said none of them will perish.
他把他的生命赐给我们，没有一个人会灭亡。
It's not your feeling.
这不是你感觉怎么样。
It's his word.
是他的话怎么样。
It's what he says.
他怎么说。
It's who he is.
他是谁。
You are safe and secure eternally.
弟兄姊妹，你是永远的得救。
And he said, there's no one can pluck us out of his hand.
因为他说,没有人可以从我的手中把他夺去。
And he said, no one else can pluck out his father's hand because his father is greater than all.
没有人可以从父的手中把他夺去,因为他的父是大于所有的一切。
And he assures us, the evil one does not touch us.
他也在这里提出来说,那恶者不能够碰我们。
Now, what does the evil one want to touch you most?
这个恶者在哪一件事上最容易伤害我们？
Is to touch your heart.
乃是伤害我们的心。
To cause you to have a divided heart.
让我们的分心。
To bring other things into your heart.
把其他的事情来占据你的心。
Touch your life.
来摸到你的灵命。
And then John assures us the evil one cannot touch us.
约翰在这里说 恶者不能够害你。
And then of course John's secret is that we have to abide in him.
这个秘密乃是说我们要住在主里。
And we have to be clear, very clear about some of these spiritual facts.
这是一个属灵的事实。
Some of the spiritual facts.
一些属灵的事实我们要看得很清楚。
First is that he came and he has already destroyed all the works of the evil one.
他已经来了，而且他已经打败了仇敌所有的作为。
Death is already conquered.
死亡他已经得胜了。
Darkness is on its way out.
黑暗已经要离开了。
lies through God's truth is now exposed.
所有的谎言在真理的面前全部曝光。
Because the Lord Jesus is our life. He's our light and He's the truth.
耶稣基督是我们的生命，是我们的真理。
And He assured us further. He said, I came to take away in you that which is missing the mark.
他也保证了我们，他来是要把我们那一个不能够达到神生命的生命除掉。
And He said, in me, I can never miss the mark.
然后他说，在我的里面，这个生命永远不会失败，不会达不到神的目的。
And He said, dwell in me.
这个目的，这个秘密乃是住在我的里面。
Then all that God demands of us are possible.
这样，神对我们所有的要求就变成可能达到了。
Loving each other is impossible with ourselves. Don't try.
彼此相爱。 对我们自己来讲是根本不可能，也不需要去尝试。
But in Christ alone it is possible.
但是如果我们在主耶稣基督里面的话，这就变成一个可能的事实。
Now if I may just say a few words from my heart.
我也从我的心里面再说几句话。
You know, we heard this week that this love one another relationship, this brotherly love has to have the proper atmosphere of surrounding.
这个礼拜我们听见，要能够彼此相爱，必须在一个土壤里头，在一个环境里头。It's
in a family.
乃是在一个家中。
Not in an institution.
不是在一个组织的里头。Last
year I went to Brazil.
去年我去巴西。There
is a sister who loved the Lord so much, and she takes in. Abandoned babies.
有一位姐妹有这样的爱心，她把那些弃婴接到家里来。And
now the last report we received, she had over 30 of them.
我最近听到的消息，她已经接收了30个这样的弃婴。And
when we went to that place to visit, it was just like a home.
我去年去访问她的时候，那里。
When you go in there, you don't have any sense it's an institution. You feel there's much love there.
你去那里不会感觉这是一个什么样的机构，你会觉得这里充满了爱，像个家。And
the children they're very beautiful and they're very happy.
那些孩子们都非常的美丽，很高兴。
Because there's much love there.
因为在那里有爱。
And so I was told that recently a mother, or two mothers, one mother, two child, she abandoned. A year or two ago.
这里有。A
mother abandoned her children 2 years ago.
有一个母亲把她两个孩子，在2年前丢弃了。
And then this two child was brought into this home, this sister's home.
这两个弃婴呢就被带到这个姐妹的家。
And recently, this mother who abandoned the two children of hers feel guilty, so want to have the children back.
那么这个现在这个丢弃两个孩子的母亲，良心。
And so the real mother wants her child back, I mean the law is on her side, so the two child went home with the mother.
那么当这个母亲有这样的意愿的时候，这两个孩子呢就回家了。And
once those two child went back with the mother, those two child became very sick.
但是回去以后，这两个孩子变成生病了，生得严重。So
they sent to It's not fever, it's not the sickness, physical sickness that we call sickness, not disease, not infection, but something just wrong.
不是我们一般所说的感冒生病，乃是更严重的问题。
So they sent the two child to the doctor, and the doctor just couldn't find anything wrong.
医生检查来检查去查不出毛病。
But in all appearance, something was drastically wrong.
但是就是不对。
So they asked the child, he said, how you feel? What's wrong? Tell us what's wrong.
他们就问这个孩子, 有什么不对啊?
They said to him, he said, I want to be where Jesus is.
他就说,我愿意在主耶稣的地方。
Then finally, that mother gave those child up.
所以这个生母呢,就只好把这两个孩子放手。
And then when those two child went back to that home, they became very, very well, became very happy child.
当这两个孩子再回到 那一个信主的姐妹的这个家的时候，她立刻就变成一个快乐的孩子。
For instance, while we fellowship, Do we have that home loving atmosphere? Or we have a sensing is an institution feeling?
所以现在我们看看我们自己聚会的地方, 这里是有家的感觉呢, 还是只是一个机构的感觉?
A lot of us in our local fellowship, we still have that residue of institutional things attached to it.
我们很多的时候, 还是有这个机构的, 残留, 这个影子在我们的生活中。
It's very hard to get rid of.
这是很难把它, 除得干净。
Because you feel if we don't do those things, we don't look like a church.
因为如果我们不做这些机械化的事情的话, 我们好像不, 不能够称为教会。
So certain time at certain point, we need to stand.
在某一个时候我们要站起来。
And so those who meeting that you sort of more or less by that time we should all stand.
时候到了我们该站了。
Become something not living.
这个是一个不是从生命里面出来的。
We try to maintain something.
我们想要努力地维系一些什么。
May the Lord help us.
求神帮助我们。
We need love and love is life.
我们需要爱, 这个爱乃是从生命出来的。
And love, you cannot repeat love.
爱没有办法重复爱。
Every time is fresh.
每一次都是新鲜。
What we did last year was full of love. If you repeat that this Lord's Day, it brings death.
上个主日我们做这些事情, 但是这个主日我们重复的时候, 可能是死亡。
May the Lord help us.
求神帮助我。
May the Lord re-restore love in our midst.
求神把他的爱,
give us a real environment
给我们一个真的环境,
that His love can develop.
这个神的爱可以发展。
And when brothers and sisters come to visit us or friends, they say, love is there.
如果有朋友从别的地方来访问我们, 他们能够见证说, 哎呀, 神的爱在这里。
Because God is in your midst.
因为神在你们中间。
Our greatest testimony is that He is.
我们最大的见证就是神在我们中间。
Because He longs to be in our midst.
因为他盼望切望在我们中间。
And let's welcome Him and make Him at home in our midst.
让我们来欢迎我们的主, 住在我们的中间。
Let's bow and have
a few words. 低头祷告。
Lord, again we confess,
天父我们承认,
that we cannot do it.
我们实在没有办法做这样的事。
We cast ourselves at your mercy.
我们只有把自己放在你的脚前,
Lord, do it.
求你来做,
whether we like it or not, do it, Lord.
不管我们喜欢也好, 不喜欢也好,
for your,
你坐在我们中间,
for your glory's sake.
因为是为着你自己的荣耀,
for your satisfaction.
为着你自己的满足,
we give our hearts to you.
我们把我们的心给你,
we thank you.
谢谢主。
In the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。